Hello, you're in bed with me. I've got the air conditioning going and I'm gonna get up and I was gonna smoke a cone, but I left my pipe to the chef. Oh, he's been over visiting and staying away from the place where he's squatting. Yes, he is, staying somewhere, illegally, I guess. Yas is a very naughty boy. He's a naughty boy in other ways, but we're not having sexy times. In fact, I'm gonna get up to the aircon to say this. Darlings, I just have to tell you that I'm not feeling like sexy times right now because I seem to be having a bout of depression. Depression. I wonder how that's going to sound. Oh, my face is so cold from being up to the air conditioner. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a volcano instead of a pipe. Dears, you up for that with me? Yeah, of course you are. Why wouldn't you be? All right. Oh, where did I hide my volcano? It's over here. Where did I hide my volcano? Look, it's just over here. I think I'm breaking up with one of my boyfriends. In fact, I think that when we scheduled our date in our recent text communication, I believe that for both of us, it was a breakup date. And I will be really surprised if that's not the case with him. Because I read a text message out to Trudy that he sent me. You guys may know her from Undies Funded. UNDIES. FUNDED, one word. Stick that in your podcast and smoke it. Podcast app. She, I read it out to her. Because it got me really blue. Oh, wow, so blue. At 3:30 in the morning when I woke up and I read it. So dumb. I know. You're telling me don't read messages in the wee hours of the morning, Lily. Bad form, bad idea. I know. And yet, I do. Here you go. I'm just going to pop you down here on the chest of drawers. Very convenient height, actually, for talking. Do I have enough mold up? Yeah, I think so. So, yeah. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. He's just kind of like the Tin Man. And it doesn't resonate well with me because I got feels. You know me. I'm a woman of many feels. I want to be able to resonate with somebody who doesn't just accept that about me, but gets that about me. And I think he's like, oh yeah, this is fine for whatever this is, but I do not feel the same. If he does surprise me and turn out to be still wanting to keep fucking me, that's not gonna happen. Ew. Actually, yeah, but anyway, the thought of sex right now is just like, gross. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't get depression very often. The black dog of depression. So I've heard it referred to, and yeah, sure as fuck is. It's so weird the way it just creeps up onto you, and then you have this kind of uncanny feeling, and you can go from feeling, I go from feeling like, yeah, everything's fine, to there is a dark shadow on my soul. I don't know if any of you peeps can relate to that. But yeah, it's interesting how it's had this impact on my sex drive. Like, I'm not even interested in masturbating or anything. I was like this, funny, when I was with, at the end of my relationship with Brad, 4 years, I had no sex drive. And then it was when I went overseas after my job exploded back. About 5 years ago, if I'm thinking about the time frame, that's when I think it was. Okay, I got the volcano fired up. Oh, I've completely lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. Okay, so yeah, not even masturbating. Oh yeah, and then I went overseas and I got seduced by the Boom Boom King of Koh Rong Island. That's what he called himself. Boom Boom means sex. I went to this little island because I heard that it was nice. It was like Thailand, but kind of like if you went back in time. And I didn't consider that he'd be interested in me, or that part of my brain is so completely cut off. Have I told you guys that she's called Cunt Sandra yet? I don't know. Anyway, my lower lady parts. I have upper lady parts and lower lady parts. I got parts all over. Come and see sometime. And I got drunk on tequila with him at the resort, you know, 2 resorts down from where I was staying. And then he was like, oh, I want to see your place. And I thought that he meant, because I was talking about how beautifully decorated it was, like a tuk-tuk driver from Phnom Penh, like, because he was Cambodian, like he'd give a shit, like I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm like, yeah, the design, it's so beautiful where I am. Anyway, he's like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to see it, like, not... I am so naive, oh my god. That's what being in a relationship for, like, you know, close to 20 years will do to you. Anyway, so this dude, he's like, yeah, oh, on the way, he's like, oh yeah, let's go swimming. And I'm like, oh yeah, because I'm so drunk. I didn't realize how drunk I was from the tequila until I had wobbly legs walking on the beach. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm drunk. And I wasn't wearing a bra, I was just wearing like a maxi dress kind of thing and some knickers, panties, undies, whatever you want to call them. And then, so I went out into the water with him and, how did the seduction process go? So I was out there in the water and I was just still chatting to him like nothing, even though I'm in my undies, and I think he might have been naked. Probably was. I don't know if he'd kept his... Oh, I think he might have kept his boxers on. Yeah, I think he did. So we're out in the water, out in the ocean at night time, and it's got all... we were hoping to see all the... was there all the phosphorus stuff in the water? I can't remember now, because I shagged another guy in Thailand later where that happened and it was way cooler. But anyway, the phosphorescence in the water. Anyway, so he and I were out there. We're just, like, having a bit of a swim. It was cool. And then he said, you know, I can see your boobs. Like, it's, like, in the moonlight. And I looked down and my... Because I've got big breasts and I've got white skin where it's not really freckled from the sun, Australian sun. And so they were just like, burr, they're like two white beacons in the water. And so I turned around, I was like got a bit shy, and then he came up behind me and he put his arms around me and I just fucking... melt. I forgot myself. I forgot Brad. I forgot everything. And then I turned around and then he went to kiss me. And I guess it was the intimacy of the kiss that it was too much. And so I just went, whoa. And then I went out of the water and I bolted up to the beach and I grabbed my stuff so quickly. And he was just standing in the water like, what? I would have given him the bluest balls in Cambodia. I wonder, I think this thing's been cooking for nearly long enough now. So, anyway, oh my God, that was a terrible night because I got bitten by a mosquito. I was certain that it was because of my unfaithfulness. I was like sick, had both coming at both ends all night. I was so scared when I got back to my bungalow that he might follow me or something. I turned up, oh man, that was crazy. But then after that, my sex drive woke up. And then, yeah, it's been pretty much like, yeah, I guess awake ever since. Sort of. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get this volcano happening. It sounds, the oven banks sound terrible on this microphone. So I'll love you and leave you, darlings. I feel like insert some platitude, take care of yourself, something like that. I don't know. What does that really even mean? As a humble representative of the Church of Lulu, this is an inside joke with Trudy and I. I don't know, what does a representative of a religion say? I wish to bestow upon you much great sex from now into the future, or if not sex, getting your rocks off some other way. Whether it's playing SSX computer game. That's the last computer game I played, so it's the only one I know. I'm not going to endorse Grand Theft Auto because that's just ew. Sorry. It's just, I don't like violent stuff. Anyway, as a representative of the Church of Lulu, we don't really tell people what to do unless they're bad. You know, definitively doing, you know, consistently evil fuck shit, then we're like, no, mate, you gotta get your shit together. No more of this fucking bullshit. That's the attitude of the Church of Lulu. That's when we finger wag. Willful ignorance, or just not being willing to put some effort in to helping your partner have a good time sexually. That's also, the Church of Lulu frowns upon that, but you know. We don't have super strict doctrines. I'm talking like this is a legit thing. This is just a joke, the Church of Lulu. Or it's like a way of kind of paraphrasing myself and the things that I know in a language that's like kind of summarizes it. But yeah, Trudy and I, like sometimes I'll just sort of say stuff like that as a means of playful but hopefully effective communication. I've got to smoke this weed or I'm going to burn it. Okay. Hasta la vista, babies.